The latest USDA cattle on feed report has placements of cattle into feedlots during October down 5% from October a year ago. Weights of those cattle averaging lower than the year before for the first time in at least 2 years. Feedlot inventories November 1st, 1% below a year ago, and that's not even getting into the falling cattle price situation.
So the real question that sort of is on everybody's mind is, is the expansion stopped? Does it simply slow down?
And the answer from Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shay O'Shagham is, we don't know. Not yet, anyway. But he says the incentives to expand production are not very strong. Now, yes, meat packers are still operating with positive margins, but the beef chain sectors before that, not so much. First,
feedlots are seeing negative margins. They had paid higher prices for at least through October. They had paid higher prices several months earlier for those feeder calves. And they're now not seeing the kind of prices that they really need to be supportive.
As fed cattle prices fall, but also now for cow-calf operators.
They're also looking at negative margins. They have seen their margins fall rather dramatically from several hundred dollars over the past 2 years down to, if not negative, near negative returns.
And we haven't heard about cow-calf operators running in the red for a very long time.
I mean, right now we've got 700 to 800 pound feeder calves in Oklahoma City are running about $128 a hundred weight, and that's down from about $177 a year ago. So you can see that you had these very, very good prices, which was partially what triggered the expansion, and now you've got these prices which are fairly low and will likely stay under pressure for a while. Especially given the fact that we're seeing these negative returns for the feedlot operators. They're going to be very loath to pay up higher prices for the calves.
And so it goes. The latest projections by USDA for 2017 show continued weakness in cattle prices. For example, average steer prices for 2017 expected to be just over $106 a hundredweight. That would be down well over $13 from this year's average, which is down from last year. So things are changing and causing people to wonder if the expansion in the beef cattle business is over or just slowing down, or maybe even there might be a contraction in the works for the industry. And again, Shay O'Shagham says we won't get a real clue on the answer until the end of January when USDA releases its report on cattle numbers. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.